Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4462.
Identify a person who had significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say a person who had significant influence on me would be my brother. Just because we grew up together and, you know, he started off working in a job that he really didn't like too much. So he went back to school. He graduated with his CPA and he didn't use that CPA. He's a cop now, but, you know, he'll have that to fall back on. And getting CPA is really good for your life because, you know, it's a really hard test to get, you know, to do. And I would say that's, you know, a person who has significant influence in my life.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a physical therapist. I really like the field. I work in a gym now, and I really enjoy that just because, you know, I get to wear workout clothes every day. I get to talk to people every day. It's just a really fun job that I enjoy.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as outgoing. I'm a very easy person to get along with. I have a lot of friends. I enjoy going out, like to be sociable, and that's, you know, how I would explain myself.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? I would say a warm summer day. I really don't enjoy this cold too much, but, you know, being at the beach, that really makes me smile.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world, I grew up with a very happy family. My parents were great. You know, we had a great upbringing, me and my brother. And I would say the way that shaped me is because, you know, it helped me be who I am. You know, I take the traits from both of my parents, and that's who, you know, influences me as well. And that's, you know, how I became the person I am.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
Okay, I would say one attribute that distinguishes me from everybody else is my personality. I'm very an easy person to get along with. I really enjoy that too because, you know, especially in the field that I'm in and that I'm trying to go in, you know, you really have to have something like that because, you know, you're going to have to socialize with people every day.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would say the most admirable qualities a person can have would be a personality. Just because, you know, without a good personality, you know, it's really hard to get along with somebody. I mean, you could be a beautiful person, you know, and have a very bad personality, and, you know, that kind of portrays you, you know, what everybody thinks of you. But having a great personality, you know, everybody usually likes you, and, you know, just more quality.
What quality do you like the best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would say the quality I like best in myself would be, I would say maybe my personality. You know, I kind of have, like I said, an easygoing personality, and, you know, it's just something I really enjoy. The quality that I would say I like the least about myself would be maybe my nose. I think it's too big.
What kind of values do your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The values that I would say my parents instill on me would be family values. You know, like I said, we grew up in a very good family, you know, and it's really important for me.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
The way I like to spend time with my family is, I would say, watching a movie, you know, sitting around eating dinner and just, you know, making jokes with them, you know, and on them. You know, we usually bond pretty well over stuff like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
When I was 8 years old, I had the chicken pox, and I always wanted a go-kart. Well, of course, you know, 8 years old, I ended up getting a go-kart on Christmas, and I had the chicken pox, and it was, you know, it was, even though I was really down from that, the go-kart was awesome. You know, I was still able to really enjoy that, and, you know, it's something I really enjoyed as a kid.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Some activities I enjoyed in my childhood. I always loved to play sports. I played just about every single sport. I would say also I like to, you know, do some reading. You know, obviously play games with my friends.
What is your favorite book, or what types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book, I would say, is Harry Potter. I enjoy that type of book because, you know, there's a lot going on in it. I mean, it's always something to keep you interested. And my favorite literary character, I would say, would probably be him.
What was the last book you read and movie you saw? And did you like them?
The last book I read was To Kill a Mockingbird. The last movie I saw was Pan's Labyrinth. I liked it. It was kind of different, but, you know, it wasn't a bad movie.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch all types of sports. My favorite one being hockey, just because I'm a huge hockey fan, and, you know, I played hockey pretty much all my life, so I really enjoy that.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
So something that I do for fun is I always play sports. You know, I play at least 3 or 4 days a week. I'm in all types of sorts of competitions, CrossFit competitions. I do marathons, and I would say those are my hobbies, too. I really enjoy them.
Are you a creative person, and if so, how do you express your creativity?
I am a little bit of a creative person. I enjoy drawing. Even though I'm not best at it, you know, it's something I still really enjoy doing.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told that I resemble Adam Sandler. I really do not know why, but I think it might have something to do with my nose.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
So, an achievement that I have experienced was when I was a freshman in high school, I won a really good wrestling tournament. And, you know, it had a lot to had a really good impact on me because, you know, at the time I really wasn't expected to do that well. And, you know, it was just something that I really, you know, that I really took heart to because, you know, I really worked hard for it.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
A prominent person I would like to interview would be Robert De Niro. I really enjoy all of his movies. You know, I think he's a really good actor. And, you know, I'm sure he has a lot of interesting stuff to talk about.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
So, a few years ago, I was working in a refinery, and I really didn't like the job too much, although I was making really good money doing it. So, I went out and I got my personal training certification, and I started doing that, even though, you know, I didn't start off making as much money as I once was, you know, it was something that I really enjoyed doing, so I know it was the right thing to do.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
So, I would say an experience of epiphany, you know, in my eyes, something I was previously blind to would be politics. You know, before I just thought politics was a bunch of corruption and, you know, people just looking, you know, for an easy way to make money. And, you know, I once didn't like it, but now I, you know, kind of enjoy it. You know, I kind of know a lot about it now, so I would say that would be it.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be finished school, and I would like to be working. You know, I just can't wait to get done. I did take a little bit of time off of school, but, you know, I just can't wait to finish school.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is try to live a stress-free life. I don't like a lot of stress, even though sometimes you encounter it. I do deal with it very well, but, you know, I would just like to try to put that aside.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
The most difficult time in my life, I would say, was when my grandfather died. We were very close, but, you know, we were overcome as a family because, you know, we are very close, and we just talked about it, and, you know, we were able to get over it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience, I would say, would be, I won an art competition in 8th grade. You know, I really don't think I'm a good drawer, but, you know, somebody out there thought I was, and, you know, it was actually pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I liked to play Scrabble. Scrabble was always a lot of fun. We still enjoy playing that game, you know, 20 years later. It's, you know, a lot of fun.
Who is your favorite actor?
I would say my favorite actor would be Robert De Niro. Like I said, I really enjoy his movies. I think he's a really good actor.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is chicken parmesan. I really enjoy chicken, and it's really hard to get a bad chicken parmesan.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
The craziest thing I have ever done, I would say we were in the Poconos a few years ago, which is in Pennsylvania, and we went swimming in a lake, and we actually jumped off the bridge into the lake, and that was pretty crazy.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Something I wish I could do, I would say, would be skydiving. Unfortunately, I'm deathly afraid of heights, and I know that's something I would never be able to do.
You are majoring in physical therapy. When did you first become interested in this field?
About 5 years ago, I really became interested in this field. I started working as a personal trainer, and I realized that helping people is something that I really like to do, and I really think that this would be a great field for me.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would say I would be a physical therapist. It really just fits my personality.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be working probably in a hospital, I would say somewhere in Florida, right across from the beach. I'd be living there, and that would be like my ideal life.
Tell me, what would you consider a romantic evening?
A romantic evening. I would say going out to dinner, to a nice restaurant, maybe going, taking a nice walk on the beach, and kind of just that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for personality. If someone doesn't have a good personality, I really don't care what they look like. Personality, I would say that's pretty much about it.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing I could do for my significant other, I would say pay for their college tuition, just because it is very expensive, and I'm kind of going through that right now.
What are your best memories of high school?
My best memories from high school, I would say, would just be playing sports. All throughout high school, I played basketball and I wrestled, and I really enjoyed doing that just because, it's kind of who I am. I really like playing sports, and made a lot of good friends, a lot of good relationships with teachers and coaches, throughout those years.
What are your best memories of college?
My best memories of college, I would say, would be, actually my first semester. I was really nervous about going to college for the first time, and I did really well my first semester, and I was pretty proud of myself.
Was there a teacher or teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life?
I had a teacher for a class called AutoCAD, and he was a really good guy. He really taught me a lot in the subject, just because I really was pretty unfamiliar with that subject in AutoCAD, and we ended up being pretty good friends. He was also a hockey fan, and we were able to connect pretty well.
What lessons have you learned from your relationships?
I would say the lessons I've learned from my relationships would be, just communicating. Without communicating in a relationship, it'll never work.
What lessons has your work life taught you?
So the lessons that my work life have taught me, I would say, would be just to work hard. To be organized. Without working hard and being organized, it's really hard to survive in the work environment, just because, especially if you have to deal with a lot of documents on a daily basis, having them organized is, imperative.
Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
A favorite story from my work life, I would say we actually had a guy who we thought was having a heart attack, and one of the guys who I worked with, he was able to to get him back, and he really took control of the situation, and he the guy ended up surviving. It was a really good story.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
Traditions that have been passed down in my family, we're Italian, so on Christmas Eve every year we always do the seven fishes, and that's been in my family for years. Say another one would just be, on every holiday we always get together, on every birthday we always get together, and they're traditions that I really enjoy, seeing my family.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in this donor program because one of my best friends has testicular cancer. And him and his wife, you know, they were trying to get pregnant for a long time, and they never could just because, you know, he had testicular cancer. So they ended up going to a sperm bank, and they had, you know, they went away, they did the whole process, and, you know, she ended up having twin girls. And they're very happy now, and I figured, you know, somebody else could make an impact on their life, you know, since I'm healthy, I'd, you know, think that I'd be able to do the same for somebody.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would say always try your best. You know, no matter what you do, always give it 110%. You know, try not to have any regrets. You know, it's a really good way to live your life.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4462.